This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
2 months of political stalemate in Italy look like they are finally coming to an end. Enrico Letta from the center-left Democratic Party has been nominated to be the country's next prime minister and is trying to form a new government. Letta has announced he wants to fight against austerity in Europe. And the amazing part is investors are eating it up. From the Marketplace European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
Since the Eurozone debt crisis began, investors have demanded that heavily indebted countries tame their public finances. They've punished wayward governments by driving up their borrowing costs. Creditor countries, led by Germany, demanded deep cuts in public spending. But the tide against this austerity has clearly turned. Now, with Italy, investors see low growth as the primary problem. Analyst Simon Tilford says investors are now more likely to reward a government that stimulates growth and punish one that cuts.
See, all investors are worried about is whether they're going to get their money back. Now, if they think they're not going to get their money back because an economy is performing so poorly that it's not going to be able to pay its debts, then they're going to charge more to lend to that country.
The pressure to lighten up on the austerity in Europe seems likely to grow, not least in Spain, where unemployment has just hit 27.2%, and critics argue austerity is largely to blame. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.